Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hey, how are you doing? This is Craig Beck, the Stop Drinking Expert. And I managed to dodge it for 4 years, but I've just had COVID-19 for the first time. I'm still testing positive, although most of the symptoms have gone now. Basically, I've had a week of really bad sore throat, tiredness, losing my taste and sense of smell. Pretty unpleasant. But anyway, I'm all right. So today in the Happy Sober podcast, I want to talk about how you quit drinking without hitting rock bottom, because that's a big issue. And that one premise alone keeps a lot of people trapped in the circle of problem drinking. Because so many people are drinking to excess, it's making them miserable, it's destroying their life slowly, and that's the key thing. And they're saying to themselves, if it gets bad enough, I'll do something about this. If the doctor tells me I've got to quit drinking, then yes, I'm going to quit drinking. If I lose my home, if I lose my job, my God, I would stop drinking and I would get this sorted. It's all kind of, you know, never, never stuff. And if this happens, then I'll do that. And, you know, to refer to the Russian roulette analogy that I made in the book, Alcohol Lied to Me, that you can get free, by the way, from the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com. You know, that sort of mentality is like, I'm going to play Russian roulette, but if the gun ever goes off, then I'm definitely going to stop doing it. And that's not such a crazy comparison with alcohol, because a lot of the times these folks who said, well, you know, if a doctor ever told me to stop drinking, then I'd stop drinking. By the time they get to that point, it's too late. They've passed the event horizon. They've done so much damage that they're basically on a collision course with death now. And, you know, you think, oh, well, I'll get a liver transplant. But there's so many people on the waiting list for a liver transplant. You're never, ever going to get to the top of the list. A, because you're going to have to demonstrate sobriety. You're going to have to demonstrate 6 months of sobriety before they'll even put you on the list. And if your liver's shot, you probably haven't got 6 months. And even if you do get on the list for a liver transplant, where do you think you rank compared to the child who was born with a genetic defect and is going to die without a new liver? How do you compare, you know, the man or woman who destroyed a perfectly healthy liver because they couldn't stop drinking? You don't rank. You're not rated. You're not important in that scheme of things. And quite rightly, you know, the gift of life should be given to the person that deserves it the most. And unfortunately, because you chose this, you don't qualify. So do you have to hit rock bottom before you can quit drinking? That's one way to do it. And you'll find people in AA. Most of them have hit rock bottom. But you don't need to. You don't need to. And it's no bigger deal than any other lifestyle change. You know, you can be heavily overweight. You can be morbidly obese for 10, 20 years. Doesn't mean you have to be morbidly obese for the rest of your life. You can make a decision, reframe the situation in your head, and change direction. That is the beauty of free will, isn't it? You can choose to change your state, to change what you believe, to change the future that you want. And the same is true of alcohol. And it's just a case of growing up and taking a tough decision and getting off the fence. That's all it is a lot of the time, you know? If you get to that point in your life where you're mature enough that you can say to yourself, I've got to stop this. Look what it's doing to my kids. Look what it's doing to my relationship. Look what it's doing to my bank account. Look what it's doing to my career. What am I doing? And you start thinking the unpleasant stuff. You start thinking, well, you know, my drinking's only got worse and worse and worse. I'm getting older and older and older. The negative stuff's getting bigger and bigger. I'm losing more and more of the positive things. So how's my life going to look in 5 years' time if I carry on this path? And if you're honest with yourself, and this is a huge issue, because drinkers don't want to think about this. They don't want to talk about this. They certainly don't want to imagine it or dream about it. If you carry on as you are going, in 5 years' time, honestly, how does your life look? And if you are already suffering now with the negative consequences of drinking diluted poison on a daily basis, I can tell you with a surety that in 5 years' time, you're in a much worse place. And you have to stick the knife in when you do this little exercise with yourself and twist it a little bit. Don't be saying, oh, you know, I might not feel very well. I might be having bad hangovers. I might have rows with my wife or my husband. Be honest with yourself. Stick that knife in and say, well, you know, I could have a fatal illness. My health will certainly be much worse than I am now. My wife will probably have left me. I don't think she can take much more of this. My kids will have grown up and they will look back on their childhood with disappointment. They will talk about their father as an alcoholic, a poor, broken man. They won't talk about me with pride and happy memories. Those are the sort of things that you want to say to yourself. You really want to, you know, get to the nitty-gritty. Light's just gone out. Of what alcohol is going to do to you. And then you've got to think about, well, all right, that's pretty bleak. What happens if I take action? What if I get this poison out of my life? What if I change direction? And then you can start picturing what life looks like in an alcohol-free world. All those happy memories you created that weren't distorted and ruined by drinking an anesthetic before you got started doing them. The family time. The special moments with your husband or your wife, how your career took off, how your bank balance is healthy and you have abundance and you have security and your health is good and you're running and you're feeling amazing when you go to the gym every day. It's a beautiful scene, isn't it? But you have to make that decision. Nobody else can. And that's where us problem drinkers become experts. We become experts in finding reasons why it's not our fault, and it's not our responsibility. Had an email from a woman yesterday. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. She said, I visited your website, and I got a security warning for your website saying it's not secure from my virus software. And I'm thinking, okay, right. How does that really change the problem you've got? So I emailed her back saying, look, don't worry about it. Sometimes different browsers create different error messages. If you send me the error message it's sending, I'll see if I can work out why it's doing that. If you click the I know this website to be safe button on your virus software, that would be helpful as well. And she replied and said, no, it's obviously a scam. This website is obviously fraudulent. So that's it. I'm not gonna be joining you. I'm thinking, isn't that the perfect outcome you wanted? Isn't that just amazing? You must be so delighted to have finally gone to take action, to quit drinking, to deal with this big elephant in the room. And oh my God, I can't do it because of this reason that I found. Isn't that just ridiculous? And now she's probably bought herself a couple of weeks of heavy drinking because she can honestly say to herself, and this is what we call plausible deniability, she can honestly say to herself, well, I tried. I went to the website. I tried, but, you know, it wasn't secure and I'm a safe person and I don't want to take risks. Come on, look, if you are sitting on the fence still about your drinking, it's time to grow up. It is time to move into a new phase of your life, a new positive phase where you're not drinking attractively packaged poison on a daily basis. Only you can do it, all right? So your homework, that's probably a really negative way of putting it, isn't it? Nobody likes getting homework. My challenge to you is to be aware of when you're making excuses for your behavior. When you are defending the undefendable, right? That's what I just want you to be aware of it. I don't want you to stop it. I don't want you to slap yourself about the face. I just want you to be aware so you can then let your subconscious work on that for a little bit, okay? So the next time you make an excuse for drinking, I've had a bad day. I'll start drinking after the holiday. I just want you to be aware of it, okay? If you need help quitting drinking, I can help you. Been doing this for nearly 15 years. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com. if your virus software says, you know, be careful, don't worry. I've been around a long time. Go to Trustpilot. You'll see thousands of people who rave about this process. Join the webinar today. I'll give you a copy of my book for free and we'll start this journey together. All right. Thanks for watching. Thank you for being here at the Happy Sober Podcast. If you have a question, get in touch via the website or email me, craig@craigbeck.com. Thank you very much. See you soon. Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com.